Well, 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 looky here. Another podcast with two middle-aged dudes talking about shit they know nothing about. Great business model, guys. This is Nothing Else Matters. Here's the thing, though. Two middle-aged men who've lived life to the fullest and seen all the ups and downs have a lot to say. And although we have a ton of fun, like your mom, we have our own opinions that are real and raw. And whether there's five people listening or 10,000 people listening, we will always be ourselves. Well, I mean, you know, we may have smoked a bunch of pot and we're not all the way there, but we're here. We've got friends and we've got enemies. Which are you going to be today? Nothing Else Matters with your hosts, Matt Pierce and Matt Mondragon.
Fucking out of prison, back home. Whew, fucking, dude, that place was stressing me out. I was having panic attacks.
Yeah.
It was bad. Like, I'm serious. Like, I was having a fucking mental breakdown.
Yeah, I don't blame you, dude.
It was bad. I honestly, I thought they were going to send me to the fucking hospital there for a minute. Dude, it was bad. It was really bad.
I had a rough one myself. I don't know. But not like that, probably. Not as bad as you.
Hey, it's all bad, man. It's never getting your way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, there is no, yeah. It's not even. Just like, yeah, just shitty, I guess. That's the thing, is everyone's going through it. No one talks about it, really, you know.
That's the problem, man. Nobody fucking talks about it. Hold that shit inside. Next thing you know, people are all fucking randomly fucking murdering strangers.
Yep, exactly. Shit's going on right now, big time.
Dude, it was so bad. So I left Friday, right? So I went from the Friday before this past Friday to this past Friday, and I didn't say a word to a single other client.
Really?
I was a fucking out of it, dude. I was zoned out. I didn't want to be around anybody. I didn't want to talk to anybody. My only goal was getting the fuck out of that place as fast as I possibly could.
I don't blame you.
I was supposed to be out today. It was supposed to be my step down day to go to this next level of treatment I'm in that I actually got to go to Columbus for tomorrow. And then it was supposed to be yesterday, but then Friday, I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. I'm losing my mind. Once I knew I was good to go to this other place, I was like, I'm fucking out.
Yeah. So you're just in a new place, then? Just with more. So, go ahead.
No. So yeah, step down. So you go to residential, right? And then you go to what's called PHP, which is kind of like, it's a slow rollout back to the real world. And which, let me tell you, I didn't realize how much you need that until yesterday. We went to the grocery store and I was having a panic attack.
Yeah, dude.
It was too much at once. Like, I'm so used to just having like these 10 people around me and that's it. And I'm very secluded. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden I was in the grocery store on Saturday and it was nuts. And I feel bad for Kim because she was like trying to understand what was going on with me, but I didn't really fully understand.
Yeah.
Full on panic attack in the grocery store. All just too much at once.
Yep. I get you, dude. Big time.
Thank God weed's back.
Yeah, for real, dude. I said fuck it. I had to. Shitty, but
It should be. It's legal. I'm better
off. Yeah, like I'm better off all around. Like, I quit for like 2 weeks and just nothing was better in any way.
Yeah, dude, I ain't judging you. I ain't mad at you.
I mean, I'm trying to not let it be like a big deal. You know what I mean? But I at least needed it, like you said, for just certain things, or just like when it's really bad. You know, something. Nothing else will calm me down, man.
Well, that's what I told. So that's one of the big reasons I wanted to come home and do virtual PHP and PHP here in Ohio, anyways, is because they legalized it, I guess, medically in Alabama, but they haven't rolled out their whole plan yet. So they're not allowing their clients to do it where I was at. But I asked them when I was, because you had like doing my assessment here for PHP, I said, hey, I have a medical marijuana card. I have PTSD from a lot of childhood, some regressive childhood trauma. is this going to be a problem? They're like, no, like it's like any other medication. If you have a card, you're welcome to use it. We don't mind. Not a problem. And I'm like, wow, game on. So I'm super happy.
Yeah, dude, that's good. At least they did that. Fuck. Dude, at least it's like recognized. That's cool. Are we started? We haven't started.
Dude, I'm always recording, brother. Always be recording.
Yeah, fair.
If you want me to delete any of this, I will chop it right off.
No, I don't care. I didn't know whether or not you were going to like and start it, or you know what I mean.
No, I decided, this is funny because I'm kind of like, kind of what you told me about, and I could cut any of this you want, let me know, but it's kind of like when we were talking about our intro, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be fancy with it, man. I'm just having a conversation. Why be fancy with it?
Yeah, fair.
So, whatever.
Well, I mean, that's half the time. I'm good. Hell yeah.
And we already got haters. I love haters.
I love it, dude. That's fucking awesome.
And I'm already acknowledging them. I love that how you pointed out that I was already getting into it with haters.
I know. I mean, I'm not going to not look at the comments because it's just fun to me. I don't take the internet seriously at all. You ain't gonna fucking hurt my feelings, I promise.
Oh, yeah, no. I could care less, but I'm gonna love it. I mean...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm all on board. Believe me, I was itching too. And then I was like, nah. I love the podcasting quotes. Like, are those air quotes? Cause, I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like no matter what, this still is a podcast, no matter what you say. Like,
first off, how dare you say negative words to my almighty TH?
I know. Our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, our Lord and Savior, T.H.
He can't even use his full name in vain.
Yeah. This really pissed me off. I'm a little upset. One of the things I was really excited about in Bama was they were going to go to Pride Parade today.
Oh, yeah?
No, yesterday, right? And I wanted to go just because I wanted to experience it just to see what the fuck it was about.
Yeah.
And it was going to get me out of that house.
Yeah.
Dude, I was trying to break out of that place like a criminal. You would have thought I was literally in prison. TH would have got me out. I was praying to TH. I was like, TH, please get me out of prison.
Use the
curse. Please,
curves.
I beg you.
Those bars aren't straight.
Fucking octagons, buddy.
Yeah.
There's no dark matter in this house. Yeah. I need to get one of those welcome mats in front of my door that says, there's no dark matter in this house. Fucking love. And then we got another week of fucking Caitlin Clark getting knocked down and beat the shit out of.
Yeah.
And then old Pat McAfee being Pat McAfee.
Love it, dude.
Straight up says, calls her this white bitch, dude. That might have been the greatest thing I ever saw.
For real, man.
Blew up the internet, blew up ESPN,
mm-hmm.
And he apologized. I mean, I didn't think it was that big a deal. Yeah, she accepted it, but I didn't even think it was that big a deal.
Oh, come on now. Shit, the fucking her own teammates have fucking treated her worse, for fuck's sake.
Well, she's not helping the case when she's sitting there like at the press conference and being like, yeah, I'm the richest girl in the WNBA. I'm the richest person in the WNBA. And my teammate over here has to work at Foot Locker.
Did you see that?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that probably is true, but you might not probably the best thing to be saying, you know? I know she's trying to make a point, right? I get it. She's trying to make a point. Probably not the best way to go about it.
No. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes me like her more. Maybe, though.
I kind of love it, dude. She's coming in with just like, you know what? I'm going to say what I want to say and
say fucking treat people how you're getting treated, man. I don't know.
Hey, if they're going to make you the bad guy, play the role.
Yeah, for real. You need to be blunt. Be blunt.
And I don't know why the WNBA isn't like trying to find a way to make money. It's like professional wrestling. Let's go back. Let's just what we talked about the other day.
Yeah.
It's like professional wrestling. They should be like making money. Controversy creates cash.
100%. Maybe they are. You know, honestly, maybe we're that dumb and they actually are and we're just all fucking spouting off, you know, giving it all the traction it needs. But I don't think so. I think they really are just fucking hating.
Hey, like, in all fairness, I probably am that dumb and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, well, me too.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it makes the world go round.
Yeah, and by the way, I didn't know Pat McAfee's playing soccer, too.
He's playing soccer?
In like some CONFACAST or something.
That's wild. Yeah. I had no idea.
Dude, where's this guy find time to do all this shit?
Dude, I know. I'm envious, man. He fucking blew up.
Like, he's got Monday Night Raw, right? He's doing wrestling, announcing wrestling. He's got this show on ESPN. He's got this soccer thing. He's just everywhere all the time.
Yeah, that's wild. That's funny that, you know, he's yet to get fired from ESPN for his views. I mean, fuck, I'm just waiting, yeah.
He's one of their only moneymakers, man.
Yeah.
He's their golden boy.
Yeah.
They're not going to get rid of him. He can do whatever he wants, pretty much. I mean, outside of, like, literally bitch slapping somebody, like, literally, if he goes up and bitch slaps Caitlin Clark, then maybe he might get fired. But outside of that, I think he's good.
Well, wasn't he already had his own show, right? Like, and then what, just got signed to ESPN? Because wasn't he already podcasting, like, while he was, like, in the NFL?
Dude, he had, like, a huge, $40 million deal with FanDuel.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And then ESPN basically bought him out of that contract and assigned him to a fat contract.
Damn.
Where he didn't have to change anything he did. He owns the show. They basically just licensed the show.
That's cool, especially if he is saying controversial shit and they're leaving him alone. Like the other news companies could fucking use take a page out of that playbook. Instead, they just push their agendas, you know?
Well, yeah, like he called out his own boss.
Yeah,
called him a fucking idiot.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know, man. It's the way the world is right now. I love it, though. I like that they just kept him. I mean, my hat's off to him. Fuck, man, all these other companies would have fired him for less. Although, I feel like the tide's turning on this whole, like, cancel culture shit, too. So, I mean...
Yeah, it's definitely not anywhere near as bad as it was, thank goodness. No.
I mean, yeah, that shit was getting out of control. Like, dude, I was like, I mean, they were pretty much like censoring the internet during that time, like kicking everybody off and shit. It's wild to think about.
Well, I mean, he could look just like a Shane Gillis, right? I mean, mm-hmm. he got Saturday Night Live and they went back, what, years?
Yep.
Found a comment he made years prior.
Dude, in a podcast just like this. Like, yeah. That's not... Just probably half the shit we've already said, like, fuck. Context, whatever. I just don't know how you go after a comedian, like, although it's kind of like a loophole I would love to be a part of, dude. Just even just go do, like, an open mic, say, I'm a comedian now. So, I mean, I'm just joking on everything I said. Like, I ain't serious.
Could you imagine some, like, commercials that just wouldn't work today?
Oh, for real, dude.
Like, it's crazy. Like, they just would not, they just, I gotta turn this thing down. Just wouldn't make it today.
No, dude. Everyone's so sensitive.
Oh, we should watch some of those. I wonder if we can go find some.
Oh, I'm sure, man. Even just type in, just 90s commercials. I mean, they're wild.
Oh, dude, I found some already. You want to watch some?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's fucking pull up some because you know what? I got the ability to do shit now.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Sure. Can you see this?
Yes.
Alright. Let's watch some.
Winston tastes good. Like
can you hear it?
Yeah.
It should. Yeah.
Alright, that's pretty lame.
In the 1800s, major drug companies
were air freight. Alright, that one sucks. Product. Come on.
To start drinking cola. You have got to be.
Oh, this one suck.
Tell me I'm not patriotic.
Oh, these guys suck. Give me something good. I want something. 80s ads. Now, this one probably better. I need something that would
get
like
bad real. Today.
All right, come on.
I mean, YouTube. What is the whiskey toothpaste?
I could use some of that.
Oh, God, the thought of that. Oh, I'm good.
Oh, could you imagine how bad that would taste? I don't want vintage.
I mean, even though we're like not even really getting into it, have you seen it yet?
Oh, here you go. 20th century ads. Here we go.
That right there, like we can't trust
it. Much has changed in the last century, especially when it comes to advertising. The ads we see everywhere on TV, newspapers, Mac.
billboards, or online, all require approval from specific governmental regulatory boards. This is to ensure they aren't overtly offensive and follow a set of defined standards. But back in the day, there were no hell. Because of this, we see many ads from back. It's shocking vintage ad. She'll follow you anywhere. This ad from the 1950s depicts a man blowing his Tipolette cigarette smoke directly into a woman's face. The guy behind this ad clearly must have had a few screws loose because obviously, clearly must have had a few screws loose because obviously, she'll follow you anywhere.
Oh, come on.
Such a dastardly act with this particular brand of Camel information.
God damn.
Public enemy number one.
I'm sorry.
With that in
mind. Sorry, TH. My bad. TH's so disappointed in me right now.
All right, we'll let this iconic ad.
Come on. I mean, there we go. Wait. I just didn't know.
Iconic adverts that would be banned by Woke Brigade.
Oh, God. Please tell me these are good.
Still DMing influencers for collabs?
Nope, sure ain't. I ain't DMing nobody. Find your I don't know how to DM.
Over the years, we've seen some truly memorable ads hit our TV screens. However, in today's sensitive society, it can be argued that many ads we grew up with wouldn't see the light of day.
Yorkie, please, mate.
Oh, you want a Yorkie, do you?
Yeah.
Not a bad by any chance.
Ah, Yorkie. The chocolate bar that wasn't for girls. A simple tongue-in-cheek slogan that stood anymore. The test of time.
You guys are pissing me off.
Yes.
We're unprepared. Sorry, TH.
Yeah.
I need to be better. I'll be better next time, TH. That's my own fault.
In all seriousness, though, like, literally what I took from all that was, like, back, you know, when they put cocaine in Coke and cigarettes were healthy, they're just blowing it in each other's face. Like,
well, you remember all, even like all the movie shows, all the TV shows, like every doctor was smoking.
Yeah.
You had a doctor's office in like those old like 50s and 60s, 70s TV shows. Doctors get like lighting one up while he's like got the telescope against your heart, blow it in your face. Like, oh, hey, what's up, man?
What was the excuse back then? They just didn't know any better? They didn't know that cigarettes were that bad? I don't understand that.
No, I think they knew. They just didn't care. Like,
yeah, what I'm saying. That's like, that kind of brings me to my point is like, throughout history, we've just like fucking whatever they tell us to believe, like that's what we believe. Like, we believe cigarettes were fine for a while. Like, that's fucking nuts. Enough to make it advertisements? Like, that's crazy.
I think I used to be afraid of getting in trouble all the time, right? That was my whole thing about staying away from all that stuff. I was just afraid of getting in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Because I now want to piss my mom off because, man, I feared that woman. I feared her more than I ever. Yeah, she was put the fear of God in me because.
Same.
So for me, it was nice, but the more I like grow up, the more I grow up. Oh my God, I can't talk today. As I've grown up, right? So what I've learned is like, I think it's like, every kind of got to have a vice, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to live a little, right? You could be good. You can do good things, whatever, but you got to live a little, right?
Yeah.
You can maybe get drunk. People go out and have, you know, blow off a little steam, throw a couple back, whatever, get a little high occasionally, whatever it may be. People smoke. I never got into smoking.
Yeah.
Watching my grandma pass fucked that one up for me, but like, hey, maybe toke a little bit up a little. Maybe somebody does a little line of cocaine once in a while. Just a little bump. just to keep the day interesting, man.
But
I feel like you have to have a little vice to make life interesting.
Yeah.
We're all going to go either way, man.
Oh, I mean, 100%.
I've seen people live like these perfect, perfect vegan lives out running every day. Man, they still get cancer. They still have heart attacks.
Yep.
They still die young. It just doesn't. It doesn't matter. I mean, you want to avoid it.
Yep. That's pretty shitty, though. But whatever makes people happy. But yeah, I don't know why you would like hold stuff back from yourself. Like,
I think it's about moderation, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, here's the deal. Like, I've learned this a lot since surgery. Right? It's not go out and have like 10 cheeseburgers, but maybe have a burger here and there, right?
Yep.
And some fries. You know, I don't need to go out and fucking eat a whole fucking basket of ice cream, but I can have a cone or a fucking piece of cake. Like, life's in moderation. Maybe take a bump of cocaine, but you don't do a line every hour.
Yeah.
It's all moderation.
Hey, yeah, well, you listen to the TH. You got to be a rascal. That's what he said. Yeah. You got to be a rascal from time to time.
Yeah, that's what I learned. TH told me you got to be a rascal. Yeah,
he said he was still looking at porn when he got one of his patents. I heard him.
Hey, yeah, exactly.
He was still a rascal when he got...
He was on a little fucking XNXN or something, triple X. Yeah. He's like, you know what? He was watching a little stepmom porn, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, I think I just figured out how Saturn works. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure what he saw when he saw the curves, but he saw something, and then he's like, it's nothing.
He saw the round booty. That round booty, and he was like, I think I figured out Saturn and how it works. I'm going to create a model, and it's not straight lines; it's round.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
I mean, you know, Isaac Newton got hit with the head of the apple. TH saw a round booty.
Yeah. TH saw a round booty and saw some guy just getting punched in the face with an accent. Whatever.
He to the universe.
Different strokes, different folks, man.
Fucking A.
Fucking TH.
Speaking, we were talking about Caitlin Clark. You saw that? She didn't make the USA team, the Olympic team.
That's just them fucking her again.
Like, I don't even know, like... For what reason, like, even if there was, like, the higher powers going, like, what the fuck, what would be the reason to keep her off that team? That just seems stupid in every regard, but
that's just me. Because they thought she would be a, like, too much of, like, the media would be
a distraction?
Much. Yeah, distraction from the team.
Trying to be a dick, like, hopefully they, like, win gold or whatever, but for one, you would want your best players out there, and she obviously is one of them. And for two, like, she would like get your viewership up. That makes zero sense. Now people might watch it just to see how bad they do without her. I mean, maybe that's their, you know,
little reverse psychology.
Good. Yeah,
we're gonna win it without her. And people are like, oh, I guess we'll see. That might be pretty smart, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, except for... I mean, I guess I have no idea. I mean, the men's USA team, they've lost, you know. I don't think lately, though. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how they can lose, man. How can they lose with that rock? I mean, Spain's pretty good.
Yeah, I know that. I know that, like, the last, like, big, like, upsets was, like... Were, like, Puerto Rico, like, back in the day when LeBron was, like, young and stuff. Like, I remember that was a big deal when they lost to them.
Yeah.
But, like, otherwise, yeah, you would think they would dominate. But I don't know, man. The world's a different place now. One of the best players in the world. He's not from the U.S. I mean, you got Doncic, you know. Just insane, man.
Yeah,
although they're down. Have you watched any of that?
No, I saw Boston's up 2-0, man.
Yeah.
But that Boston team, from what I saw in, like, the highlights, that Boston team is slick, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how they don't win at all. They are slick.
They play
from
like
top
a team, that's for sure. Like,
how about that Hurley turning down the Lakers $70 million?
Did he give a reason at all?
He wants to go for the three-peat at UConn.
Wow. I mean, that's cool, I guess. Damn, man.
Fuck you.
Not getting the bag? I just.
No way.
I just. Fuck that. I can't.
Who cares?
That is crazy to me, dude. I'm with you. I wouldn't, but I don't know. I kind of respect it, I guess.
I don't. I say fuck no. Who's gonna give a fuck about those three championships in 100 years? Nobody.
Yeah.
$70 million. That's like generational fucking wealth, dude. And coaches' contracts are fully guaranteed, so he can suck a dick and get fired in a year or two, and he's getting every penny of that contract.
Yeah.
And then he could go back to UConn or wherever the fuck else he wants and just do whatever, dude.
Yeah, I don't understand other than, I guess, maybe he thinks he's going to succeed and then, I guess, get an even bigger contract. I don't know. I don't see it. I say you take the money, but...
Take the money and run.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm running like a motherfucker with that money. TH told me, take the money and run, but not in a straight line. Fuck, I want to go see Bad Boys. Maybe I'll do that on Wednesday.
Yeah, I figured you were already going to be... I saw that they were all worried about Martin, that he was like, they're helping him, Will Smith was like helping him to the stage and shit. I don't know how old he is, but...
Well, he's had some health issues already, man.
Okay. I didn't know so that.
He was, remember when he was trying to run in a trash bag to lose weight? Like, he dehydrated himself, but then he like almost had a heart attack because of that. He's had some issues, so... Yeah, he's not in the best of health. I miss him doing stand-up, man. That guy doing stand-up was legit. That's where
he never kind of went back to it. Honestly, they all seem like they have.
Man, you get that acting money, man.
Yeah, the money, man.
Again, take the bag.
Take the bag, yeah, and then do whatever you want for a while. Come back whenever you want.
Look at Eddie Murphy, man. Of course, I heard he's supposed to come back. I heard he signed a deal with Netflix.
Yeah, he's supposed to do another Beverly Hills, I think.
That's coming out this year in July. That comes out soon, and I can't wait for that.
Yeah,
because that looks hilarious. I seen the
you should watch the
I saw the preview for that. Oh fuck! I don't want to talk. I don't want you to do shit. I hate when those commercials come up. YouTube pisses me off.
Oh, here we go. You want to watch the trailer?
Yeah, sure.
Let's get crazy. Now that I don't. Here we go,
dude. I'm already getting pumped up right now.
Oh, shit. I'm not seeing it if you're putting it up.
Huh?
I don't see it like you did before.
Oh, so why? Oh, I'm sorry.
You're good.
No, I'm not. I need to be better at this.
Well, that guy was right.
I know. You call yourself this podcast?
I call this a podcast.
God, shut me down. Shut me down right now. He's wait, can you see it now?
Yeah, there we go.
All right, doesn't get to you. I love that music, dude. Your lyrics just picture,
and so hard that your head can't picture. Rock your ass out there, okay?
I'm gonna be fine. They love me at Beverly Hills.
Look, they brought back everybody.
Holy, you ever read? Let's goodbye. Shootouts. Start of the piece.
Shallow book.
Please tell me you didn't get arrested again.
Twice, but I broke out.
We put our lives on the line every day. And for what?
It comes with the job if you're doing it right.
Yeah, babe!
So how many people have you pissed off so far?
I haven't pissed off anybody.
Yeah,
50-50. Is it that high?
So far.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, and it's going to be on Netflix. See, you got to go. Yeah, so he signed that big deal with Netflix.
I know, how do you feel about that, man? I feel like the theaters are dead.
You know what? But I don't even hate it, because you know what? I got a 70-inch TV.
Yeah, well, that's why. I feel the same way, dude. I don't even bother. I mean, dude, even when they go to theaters, it's like maybe a couple weeks and they're on. You can stream them. I mean, whether you're buying them straight up or whatever you're doing, you can still watch them right then. It's like, dude, there's no rush for me anymore. I don't even care.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, I used to like it like... I remember you, me, and Fonz, and the guys would go occasionally. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yeah.
It's like, to go and like for me to take the family, dude, it's $100.
Easily.
That's not fun. That's stressful.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I get it to a degree, but damn, I mean, some of these markups are just insane. It's fucking popcorn, you know?
Yeah, yeah. $6 for a fucking soda? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, I don't know.
I'll stay home on my big TV. I'll get a sound bar so I have some good sound.
Yep, that's what I got.
I'll chill on my couch so I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good to go. There's a few movies, like I'll say, like I want to go see in the theater. Like I'd like to go to Bad Boys, see Bad Boys in the theater. But it's like very rare that I'm going to, I want to go see a movie in the theater.
Yeah, I agree.
Like I went and saw that, Arthur the King in the theater. That was awesome. Yeah. But it's rare, dude. It's real rare.
Yeah, shit, I couldn't even tell you the last. Actually, it was the last Fast and Furious, so last summer, whenever that came out.
Oh, that was such a good movie, though.
Dude, I had got my son, it was for his birthday, So I got his tickets to like the D box, like big ass screen, loud as possible. And my wife got sick. So I ended up taking Atlas, my 2-year old, to his first movie. And it's on the biggest, loudest screen. And it's Fast and Furious.
Did you like that?
It's choice. But he had a blast. He did good.
About to say, did he freak out?
A little bit, dude. It's pretty fucking loud.
I thought that was actually... Here's the thing. To Fast and the Furious, I'm just locked in at this point.
Oh, I good, know bad,
no matter how bad they are, I'm locked in. And there was some bad ones. But I actually thought the last one was really good, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I thought it was Momoa. I thought he was pretty funny in it.
He was hilarious.
Yeah.
I love those kind of villains, man.
Yeah, for real.
When you know, like, they just had some kind of fucked up past, and he's sitting there doing his nails, when he's painting his nails around, oh, dude, priceless.
They're all dead, yeah. I mean,
yeah, like, just cool. Sitting around those dead people, and he's having a conversation with them like he's at the fucking salon, just chilling, and I'm like, oh my god, I love it. Great bad guy.
He was just out here in Montana. He's got, like, a Montana vodka or something.
Because everyone's got some kind of liquor now.
Yeah, it's just funny. It's like, what the hell? Why out here? But yeah, one of my son's friends went and got an Aquaman autograph from him over out here in Montana. Show up to a vodka. Like I said, there's not a lot to do around here. And go fucking see Aquaman and his vodka.
I know. Kim told me you and your wife need to move somewhere cheaper and warmer.
I feel that.
Your sister came in town. You said your sister came in town this weekend?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was cool. Yeah, it was fun. We went to some, like, local stand-up show. They were pretty funny. Uh-huh. Some dude opened up for, like, a bigger comic, but no one has any, like, credits or anything. But, yeah, I don't know. It does make you go, like, shit, I could do better than this.
I think if I ever had the balls, that's one thing I'd like to try.
Yeah, dude. I mean, why not? I mean, dude, you should see how bad people are.
Yeah, I'd love to do...
Kill Tony, dude. They made a whole... That's their whole show is just making fun of people failing. Like,
yeah, I'd love to do... Kill Tony would be fun. But seriously, like, I'd love to do, like, an open nighter one time. Open mic night one time. I just want to do it. I just want to try it. Because I know I'd suck, but it's one of those things that I've always wanted to try.
Yeah, same.
I still want to work for people. I just want to have a real job. I'm not meant for it.
Same. I should have started before I had 6 fucking kids to take care of.
I know, man. You're like super. You might as well be a Mormon at this point. You got your 35 kids.
I just don't have the wives to go with it.
Not yet. You can.
I don't want the fucking wives.
You can make that happen.
I'm good. Jeez. One's
buy yourself up. A little compound out there. Buy a big old property. Build a compound. Give each of your wives a little tiny house.
That's a terrible plan.
I think it'd be beautiful, man.
I'm going to start making them all have their own YouTube channel. One of them's got to strike gold. 1 in 6? Come on.
Yeah. Like, it was play the odds. Play the odds. I've been watching way too many documentaries. I started watching that 7M documentary.
I don't know what that is.
Dude, it's about this cult. I love cults.
Oh, okay. Hang on. I've seen some of
the dancing cult.
Oh, no. I don't know that one.
Oh, dude. I've been watching so much TV. I watch dancing Better Call. Cult? Yeah. It's about this TikTok dancing cult. And this Asian preacher guy started it. And he basically turns it into like a... like a agency for fuck. What's the word? Talent agency for dancers on TikTok. And okay. They get on like Ellen, and actually gets pretty big, right? But like, all of a sudden, these people like start like not contacting their family, start like giving all their shit to the guy. Wow. It's getting kind of, I think the guy starts having sex with people. I haven't made it that far yet. But it's a cult, so you start fucking all the time. At some point, every cult, the leader fucks everybody.
He fucks everyone's wives, dude. Yeah,
that's... Yeah. And sometimes everybody, like, it just depends on the cult.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Sometimes he gets bored and he's like, oh, I then ran through all the girls, so I guess I gotta try something else.
Yeah.
God wants me to fuck you all. So
dude, I don't, that's like, I don't know what that says about, you know, I almost want to say like America. You don't really hear like other countries and their cults too often.
Well, because they don't let them make documentaries about it.
They're not stupid, okay? Yeah.
They're like, we're going to keep our cults hush, hush, hush. And America's like, we're going to put it all out there.
Yeah.
It's good for advertising. We're going to sell some ad buys.
Yeah.
Tell us about the cult.
People do love it. I mean, I don't hate it. Yeah, I can't remember the last one I watched. It was about the lady that, like, would drink colloidal silver. And she, by the time, she was taking all the time, she was, like, an alcoholic. So, like, when she died, she was, like, completely, it turns her, like, green, I think, or something.
I didn't watch that one yet. I think I started to watch it, but wasn't she dead, like, lay in bed for a while?
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, shit. Am I frozen?
Frozen like a motherfucker.
Shit. Do I just get out, come back, or what?
Nah, I just keep rolling with it.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll pop back. It's still recording. Even if it freezes here, it's still recording. I know that. Okay,
cool, then. Yeah, we're good, then.
That's what it says. So I'm going to, like, keep my fingers crossed. We'll see what happens. I don't even know. But yeah, I think I saw that one, like part of it, and then it kind of bored me. I couldn't, like, I didn't stay long enough.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Fast enough.
Yeah, I can't stick with them. I don't know what it is with them. My wife loves them all. I'll watch them, but I just can't do, like, dude, how they break them into whole seasons. It's like, the story can't be that grand, you know? Some of them are, though, I guess.
Did your wife watch the Twin Flames one?
I don't know if she did.
Okay, because that one was kind of one that got drug out too long. That could have been like a 1 hour, 2 hour, like, movie documentary that they stretched into 8 episodes. And it was like, basically half of each episode was just repeating the episode before it. And I got real fucking tired of that. But guess what? I sat through all 8 of those motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, I get getting sucked into the story. Yeah. You never watched... Or heard about, like, the West Memphis 3? You know who that is?
Yeah, heard about it. Didn't watch it yet.
Oh, did we already talk about that?
Uh-uh.
You just heard about it. Oh, okay.
What was that one about?
So, it was, like, in the early 90s. Dude, that was, like, the very first one. Dude, I used to watch that when I was, like, young as hell, dude. It came out, like, in, like, 95 or something. What was it called? I think it was called Paradise Lost. That's what it was called. But essentially...
I remember hearing about that, Paradise Lost.
Yeah, it was, West Memphis, Arkansas, and three little kids find these kids at the river, and they're castrated and killed, obviously, and there's no leads, no nothing, they can't figure out anything, and there's a group of kids, you know, the one kid, you know, he wears Metallica shirts and has his hair's just dark, he's just, you know, it's a metal kid. Well, they pretty much pin it on them, and that's what the whole thing... I mean, that documentary's crazy because it shows the whole trial, everything. And, dude, right from the start, I mean, the way that they get implicated is one of the kids, they interrogate him. I think he's, like, 14 or 15 at the time. His IQ's, like, 49. And they interrogated him for, like, 13 hours straight and then recorded him. And that's when he, like, implicated his friend and... did all this shit. It's like, okay. Even when they're, like, talking to him, dude, they're like, he's like, yeah, we did it. And, you know, it was kind of dark, so we couldn't see. They were like, well, it was in the day, though, right? Oh, yeah, it was in the day. Like, you could tell they're just, you don't know what he's saying, you know? And, dude, it worked, though. They did. I don't know how long they were. The one dude was on death row for, like, 20 years. And then, yeah, tons of people have been behind him, like, trying to fight it. I mean, you watch it, and it's crazy, like, they still don't know who did it. Like, I mean, I can tell you how it all ends, but I'm not ruining it for you. But
yeah, no, I'll watch,
like,
that.
Yeah, you should watch it, but they've made, like, 3 or 4, I bet you, 4 or 5, honestly, at this point. Because now it's become full circle. Like, they're grown men, and Yeah, it's crazy, but they had a lot of like supporters back in the day. Obviously Metallica. They're like, what the fuck? Like Metallica, yeah, they play they have like the intro song and stuff, but then yeah, dude, tons of people came and were like trying to help them, like Eddie Vedder, Manson, like all of them were like trying to like get everybody on board, because I mean, you watch the documentary and you're like, what the fuck? There's like no physical evidence tying them there, no DNA whatsoever. Like, you kind of think it's like the kid's dad, but dude, who knows? I mean, it's still unsolved to this day. I mean, it's kind of wild. It's a pretty crazy story. I definitely recommend that one.
I'm gonna check that one out for sure. Yeah. I love all those fucking things, man. I don't know why. I think it's like fucking top. I think I just like watching bad news.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like I'm into negative shit. Like, oh, cults, fucking people getting murdered, unsolved murders, or like that one. Like anything, especially like shit with cops being bad. Like you're talking about like dirty interrogations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the reason why I can't stand cops, man. And I feel bad because I have some friends who have family members that are cops.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I really want to... And they start talking like, oh, my sister's a cop. And I'm like, oh, man, I hate that bitch already.
can't
fucking stand Susie.
Oh, shit.
And man, I never even met Susie, but I really want to punch her.
Dude, I've been on both sides of the fence. Like, I don't even know where I stand anymore. I get it. They got a job, but then, yeah, dude, it's just like you said, bad characters everywhere. Get everybody a bad name.
I'm to the point because it's like, it's that whole thin blue line thing where, like, even good cops protect bad cops.
Yeah.
And I'm to the point where I'm like, I'm respectful. I try to be respectful always, even though I don't like them at all. But I'm kind of like, I don't like you until you prove me otherwise. I go in negative right off the bat at this point.
Yeah.
And that's probably fucked up on my part, and I'll own that, but I just seen too much negative shit, man.
Fair.
And and it's my own fault because TikTok and any other, even Twitter, like, my algorithm just says fucking cop hater, basically.
Yeah.
I look for, like, oh, cop wrongful. I literally put in, like, wrongful arrest or, like, illegal or like illegal entry. I literally enter that shit into my search menu.
I don't know if that's your algorithm.
So I created my algorithm to say, go find fucked up cops so I can really dislike them. I don't ever go like, oh, go find cop walking grandma across the road. You know?
Fair, yeah.
You'll never see that for me because that shit pisses me off. When I see a cop let a guy go without clubbing him, I get fucking pissed. Okay? It infuriates me. When I'm like, what? You're not even going to slam him against the car? Take that guy's badge right now.
Oh, shit.
I think I might be part of the problem.
Well, I think everybody's part of the problem, dude. That's the whole thing. Because then, dude, like, once the algorithm knows, it just keeps feeding you how it fucking thinks you want to feel anyways. It's just...
Yeah, that's why I have to go to treatment all the time. It fucks with my head. Come on. I'm constantly watching TikTok, walking around all depressed and angry, trying to eat fucking sugar cookies.
You're seeking it out, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm my own problem.
Oh, shit, everybody is, dude. You're not alone.
I know what I'm going to fucking do, man. I know at some point I got to go back to work, and I'm not really excited about that.
Yeah. When are you doing that?
I don't know. This part of treatment's like 5 to 7 weeks. So what is this? What are we in June? So like early August maybe.
So then you just in your own a different place altogether, or are you in your own place?
I'm in my own house.
Oh, okay.
But I'll do treatment virtually, but it's 6 hours a day, so
jeez, man.
Yeah. Tomorrow I have to go down to Columbus. That's going to be a whole day, like, taking me, getting my blood work and filling out paperwork and meeting my therapist, meeting my dietitian, all that bull stuff. And then but then after that, on Wednesday, then basically Monday through Friday, it's 8 to 2 every day is treatment. Monday, and then I have the weekends just to kind of regroup, and then I'll do that for 5 to 7 weeks, and then I go IOP, which will only be a couple of weeks, and then I'll be back to the real world.
Well, at least you got some time. That's cool.
Yeah, no, it's good, and I needed it. Like, that, honestly, as much as I hated treatment down in Alabama, it did a lot of good for me. My therapist was awesome, and I got a lot of shit organized, and I'm heading in the right direction. So I hate to admit it, but it was good. They did a lot of good. It was just terrible leadership. I felt like the fucking walls were closing in on me, man. And all my night terrors were coming back.
Fucking damn, not dude.
Not having weed was bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm with you for sure. Remember talking about that with you before. Remember you used to talk about that you had the. I mean, I guess you probably describe them as night terrors, but the sleep paralysis.
Oh, fuck, dude. No, that's different. But, yeah, that sleep paralysis is a whole nother fucking beast, dude.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy shit. I've never experienced that. But.
I've had that a couple of times, and I never want to have it again. Because that was, like, the most real, scary shit I've ever had in my entire life. I remember it was when I was in college. And I remember the first time, because I was living with my buddy Glenn and his girl, and I was in my room. They were out in the front room watching TV. I was in my room in bed, thought I was sleeping. Woke up, you know, completely frozen, right? And there's literally someone standing right over me, dude. Black figure, can't see, you know, no details.
Mm-hmm.
Black figure. I'm literally froze. Like, I can't move. I can't run. I can't get up. I can't push him away. Nothing. So, what do? You fucking scream for help.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm screaming. I swear to you, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs for help. To this day, I recall this like it was yesterday. Screaming at the top of my lungs for help. And nothing. No help. Nothing. 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 And all of a sudden, it's done, right? It's done.
Mm-hmm.
Get up the next morning like, what the fuck, guys? How did you guys not hear me screaming? Why didn't you guys come check on me? What was going on? And they're like, what are you talking about? You weren't screaming. Like, your room's right by the living room. We are right here. You were never screaming.
Sheesh.
Mondragon, I was screaming. I'm telling you, like, because even the second time it happened in college, same thing. I was in my dorm room. Same exact, except for this time, instead of over top of me, he's at the doorway of my bedroom.
Ugh.
Same thing, screaming my brains out. No one else in my dorm room hears me. Nobody.
What I don't like, what trips me out is like your story. Like, people, tons of other people, obviously. I mean, they have documentaries and shit, obviously, about it.
Yeah, I tried watching some of those. Those fuck with me. I can't do it.
Yeah, see, dude, like, but how are multiple people having those experiences? Like, that's just weird to me. I don't know. I mean, I get.
I'm telling you, dude. There's something out there.
Yeah, dude. To me, it's just, how do you not start to think about, you know, demons or shit like that? Like, I don't know.
And I don't even know if it's demons, but there's another level to all this, and I don't know what it is, and I have to ask TH. But yeah, no, there's a whole fucking another level, because shit like that, and like, I remember one time, even in college, one time. I left my dorm room and drove to my mom's and slept in a chair one night because I was in my dorm room. So, and this could have been a prank, and it could have been bad faulty electricity, but it all worked out way too perfectly. Someone called my dorm room and told me they were going to fucking kill me and just hung up. Dude, I'm dead serious. And that part was like, whatever, because it was a dorm. Shit, it's college. You do stupid shit. I've done dumb shit like that before. But then, right after that happened, the bathroom light shut off, turned back on, shut back off again, and about 30 seconds later, turned back on. I grabbed my keys. I literally had whatever I had on, walked out my fucking dorm room, left it wide open, walked down to my car, drove to my mom's house like 20 minutes away, slept on that fucking chair, and it probably took me, like, I was scared to death to go back to my fucking dorm room.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, yeah, I have no doubt there's extra shit out there. I don't care what anybody tells me.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, we've already talked about it before, dude. You start fucking with the Ouija board. I'm good.
Nope.
Seed it.
Don't bring one near me. Don't bring one to my house. Don't bring one to my fucking front lawn. I don't care if you're a fucking Ouija door-to-door salesperson. I will punch you in the face.
Come on, man. It's Parker Brothers.
Yeah, fuck Parker fucking Brothers.
Can't say Toys R Us anymore. They're gone.
I don't want to think about that. That's one thing I won't talk about. Don't want to be about. Don't want to fuck.
I don't want. I mean, I never played. I was just around. Guilty by association, I guess.
No. No. No, 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 no. Fuck those
I guarantee
things.
Tons of people are going to clip that up. These guys are fucking idiots.
I don't care. Ouija boards are fake. Yep. I've had everybody do it. I've had people call me a fucking liar, bullshit. Mm-hmm. I don't give a motherfuck.
After the shit I've seen. I've seen it. I've, like you said, the lights, the whole nine. I seen a poster get ripped off the wall. I mean, I remember, you know, our original fucking scary stories, Paul. Like, I remember telling those stories. Like, yeah, it's nuts. There's something out there. I don't know what it is, but...
They can all eat a dick. They weren't in that house. They fuck them all. Dude, just like, I swear to God, my house was haunted growing up. And I told you the story. Fucking, the house I grew up in, it was like a small... I mean, it's probably 900 square foot. It was a tiny fucking house, right? I'm swearing a lot tonight. Must be because I'm free.
Yeah, there you go.
Tiny house, right? And all of us were upstairs. It had two rooms, right? It was basically like an attic with two rooms, front room and a back room. And there was the back rooms where I slept. I slept on the one side. My brother Mikey slept on the other side. And against that wall, there used to be like a playroom on the other side of that wall. But it got walled off. Now, I didn't know this at the time, but as the story rolls out, I end up finding this out. Now, the way I remember this is, now I remember what happened clearly, but the back's like, okay, let me just say a story. So, my brother Mikey, like, for like days was talking to, I heard like talking in sleep, like, no, I can't go in there. I can't play right now. I'll get in trouble. I can't play right now. Whatever. Over for like days, right? And all of a sudden, like, I'm like, well, Mikey, who the fuck are you talking to? You know, like, I think he's just talking in sleep. So somehow it comes up with my aunt's over, or at my aunt's, who we bought the house from. And my aunt's like, what? And like, yeah, like, he's talking in his sleep. He's talking to this boy. And my brother's like, yeah. And like, Mikey, I guess, was dreaming about talking to this kid and fucking wanting to play with him. Well, it turns out what was on the other side of that wall, the reason that wall was there, and the way I remember this story, I'm sure my mom will correct me, she listens to these, but remember I remember this story, is on the other side of that fucking wall was the playroom for the original owners of this house. And this kid was playing Cowboys and Indians one day back in like, I don't know, probably the 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And accidentally fucking hung himself.
What?
And that's why they walled that fucking wall up.
Dude, that's
to this day. I swear to God, that kid was playing, trying to get my brother Mikey to go fucking play with him.
Dude, that's wild to me. Like, so you hear stories like that, right? So, like, if we're taking like the whole thing, heaven and hell, like, okay, where's that kid? You know,
he was trying to fucking play. He was trying to play Cowboys Indians with my brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I get there's all these theories, like his soul can't leak, but why? You know, let's say if that story was 100% true. What would keep him there? I mean, if it was an accident, he did it to himself, like, what? I don't, you know, just holes in every fucking thing we're taught at this point. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
And here's the thing. It's because we would have known, we would have understood better as children than we ever will as adults. Because as adults, we want like things to make sense.
Yeah.
And yeah, as children, we can understand shit doesn't make sense. We can understand abstract things. But as adults, we just never going to get that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Because we like to simplify shit. We want to understand it.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to go that way.
Dude, that's, I don't even try anymore. Like I said, this is the last couple of years. If anything, that's what I fucking took from it. All this shit is, dude, I don't know what the truth is anymore. Like, from up above to down below, like, people that are leaders to the country, to spiritual leaders, like, at this point, I kind of question it all, man.
Have you? Not to change subject, but have you ever had a dream? Because it just popped in my head and I wanted to like say it so I don't forget it. I'm sorry. But no, maybe just change subject. Have you ever had a dream? And I literally, because I had my second one two nights ago, like my last night in the sauna, I had one. Like where you literally, like, because I'm told if you die in your dream, you like really die. I don't know if that's true. That's just what I was told. But I've had two dreams now. One where I got murdered, and I woke up just as I was like fading to black, and I'll tell you that in a second. But then yesterday, the other day, I had one when I saw that I was having a heart attack and I was fading to black. And so, have you ever had one of those like dreams where you were like literally dying,
dude,
and you
woke my up? I don't even know what stretch it was, but there was like a stretch. I mean, I guess late teens. But dude, I would have every dream I had. I would get shot in it, and that's how I'd wake up. And it would be like, it went from like, I would be in the dream, and there'd be like some crazy shit going on. I'd be a part of it, and someone would pull out a gun, and I'd somehow be in something, and I'd get shot. But then it just started being like, everything, dude, like, just like a normal, you know, day, or whatever, normal dream, you forget, whatever. Let's say, you know, you're the classic, you're naked at school, or whatever, you know. It could be something like that. You know, or the equivalent of it, just normal dream, nothing out of nowhere. Someone would pull out a gun and fucking shoot me every time, dude. It was the wildest thing. I have no idea why. I don't know what. It wasn't like some fear of mine or anything. But yeah, dude, for like a long stretch, like I just like it for like, I remember like when it stopped, I was almost conscious in the dream. Like I'd be in my dream and be like, well, all right, well, when the hell am I gonna get shot? I don't remember any sex dreams, but that would have been the funniest. Wake up, have a wet dream.
Oh shit, dude! Can you imagine? Shit.
Maybe that's why I need to do that to come now.
Getting rode hard, and someone pulls out a gun and fucking blasts you. And you're like, oh. Oh god, that's a good way to go.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
But I've had two of those dreams. Now I'm thinking about so I can get fucking your head blown off as you're getting fucking rich. Get that. That's a fucked up. I don't need that visual in my head. Oh, fuck.
Wow. I don't remember that one in Inception.
Maybe that's coming in the sequel.
Yeah. The dream within a dream within a dream.
I had one of these dreams, man. I had one where I was outside of a building, looked like a school, but honestly, now that I work where I work, it literally, the building was exactly where I work. But I was driving a truck, and I left this building, and I got in this truck, and somebody sat up out of the back, and shot me. And Mondragon, I literally felt the heat of the bullet in me.
Oh, dude, that's wild.
I felt myself physically slump over. I felt like the warmth of the like blood coming down my stomach. I felt it all, man.
That's wild. See, yeah.
And I was literally fading out, and I literally saw my life flashing before my eyes, and like my daughter being born. Everything, meeting Kim, all this shit, dude. And right before, like, I was, like, done, I woke up sweaty, fucking completely uncomfortable, freaking the fuck out, bad dream.
Yeah, that's a bad fucking dream, dude.
So then the other night, right, and I told you I was having a hard time at Alsana, just fucking needed to get out. I kept telling them I was, like, depressed. I was trying to start having binge urges again. I was in a fucking dark place the other night, right? Same thing. I'm sitting here with this dream. I'm dreaming, right? And I'm working at some kind of fucking hospital or something, right? But somehow they like, you wear like this shit where they get like, they can track like your heart and all that as an employee. I don't know. It's fucking weird. Yeah. All of a sudden, like one of the employees looks at me and goes, "Matt, you need to sit the fuck down right now." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And all of a sudden, like I literally felt myself having a heart attack, and I fucking dropped to the floor. I feel the pain, like
this most intense pain. I can't begin to tell you, like, I feel it, Matt. Like, I'm sitting here right now. I feel it like I was having a legit heart attack. The same thing. I start seeing my life flash before my eyes. All this shit. I start to fade to black. Like, I start, like, I feel like I'm suffocating, like I can't breathe. And right before, like, it goes completely dark, I wake up.
You wake up.
Those two, I've had, like, dreams where, like, kind of, like, same thing, like, where I've been shot or, like, stabbed, but never where I, like, felt it really. Those two dreams, I legitimately felt, I felt the pain. I felt everything. I felt myself, like, fading away. I felt myself taking my last breath. Everything.
What do you think, I mean, there's tons of people that feel away, and, like, there's books and everything else. Like, you think that there's a meaning to that? You think it's just, like, that's your fear or that's whatever?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. I think, yeah, I don't know.
My wife, it could be my fear. Yeah, my wife's into big time. My wife's into that big time. She thinks they all mean shit. Well, she has. I mean, I don't put her business out there. I mean, I don't think it really matters, but she has dreams where she does, like, she has wild dreams, almost premonition type shit.
We need to get her on here. Why haven't we had her on here yet?
Dude, I bet you she'd be down at some point.
We gotta get her on here. I need to meet her.
Yeah, no, dude, I think she'd be great on, honestly. She's funny. She's good.
We need to get her on here.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I don't know, dude, because I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. I apologize, man. I'm just excited to be part of
the show.
But, dude, I don't know. Like, part of me thinks it's like your stress, right? Like, you get so stressed, you internalize it. But then part of me is like, maybe it is like your body saying, like, maybe it is somebody or something. Maybe it's TH telling me, like, if I don't fucking calm down, like, if I don't settle my life down, or if I don't, like, figure out a different path, like, that's where I'm heading, man. Maybe I'm heading to death if I don't, like, take a different angle.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I mean, I don't not believe it, that's for sure. I mean, you got to take care of yourself, too. I mean, maybe it is. I mean, half of it, you know, that's like they say, like, you know, your life, you know, flashes before your eyes before you die. It's like, well, it's just your brain, whatever, you know, recounting your memories before you're dead. Like, there's always, like you said, we always got to have a scientific fact. We got to have some substantial thing to believe in. But, dude, I don't know. A lot of people kind of had that where they see the light and come back. And some of their stories are pretty similar. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what the hell happens to our conscious or whatever.
It's energy. It doesn't go anywhere. It just keeps moving. Like, your body dies, right?
But then what, you think your conscious is just floating around everywhere?
It's energy. It has to go somewhere. Energy never stops.
Yeah, but do you think that you're like, legitimately, like, awake and conscious of it all?
I don't know. That's where the questions start to rise. I do truly believe that energy never stops. I do truly believe that your body dies, right? Your brain quits. Your body dies. Your body fucking turns into worm food, which is why I don't understand why we do, outside of making money, why we do fucking caskets.
Yeah, dude, right?
Doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Oh, yep. We need a casket so your body can... No one gives a fuck.
No, man, my wife knows, dude. Fucking coffee can for me. Yeah. The cheapest fucking route. Coffee can me and go spread my ashes. I don't give one fuck. I'm dead. Take that money and... I mean, if my family can use it, go give it to the kids that are hungry, but don't give me a fucking mahogany casket. Like, that's just retarded to me. Like, I just...
Throw me in an empty grave, dude. I don't even care.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Because my body is not me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know it sounds weird, but, like, my me is me. My essence is me. Like...
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you something Kim told me, by the way, that fucked me up? Can I get, like, a little weird right now?
Mm-hmm.
And just tell me to shut the fuck up. But Kim told me something, and you're my friend, so you could... But and it fucked me up. She told me yesterday that I was a fucking force. Meaning, like, that I just have, like, a different kind of energy than a lot of other people. And I don't know how to fucking take that. Like... My wife tells me
similar stuff to that all the time, but I just embrace it because I do think we're fucked up. I know I am. And if you don't know you are, then maybe you did.
No, like, I know I'm different, man. Like, I know I'm not not that I think anyone's cookie cutter, right? But I just feel like the way I interact with people and the way that I know that I'm loud and I know that I'm intense and I know that I can be like a lot. But I don't know how to be any other way. Like,
yeah, but you do have.
I'm uncomfortable if I try to be normal. Yeah, honestly,
you draw people to you too, and that's what my wife says the same shit. Where it's just like, you can't help it. You know what I mean? You're being yourself, but then it's still you're. We're just not like anyone else. Like I know that it's true. Yeah, I would take it as a compliment. If anything, I wouldn't take it as a negative at all.
Yeah,
dude, I get it all the time. She's constantly, you know. And I do find myself in those situations, too. It's shitty for me, but for some reason, I don't know what it is. Like, I end up getting along with girls, women in general, more so than guys. When they're like,
are you fucking kidding me right now, dude? Are you fucking kidding me right now? I'm the same fucking way, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, guys, not that I don't, like...
No, yeah, I know, as guys say, okay, like, but like...
Yeah. Like, girls are easier for me to get along with. Like, they're easier for me to connect with.
Yeah, it's just the way it is for me, too. I don't know what it is. Oh, my God, way. And I'm oblivious to it all, too. Like, I'm not, saying I'm fucking stud or whatever. I get lossy, like, even if, like, a girl is, like, flirting with me or something. Like, I don't even, my head's just not there. Like, I'm married, like, I'm with my wife.
Yeah.
But, like, I do. I do interact with them, you know, or with women. Just, you know, they're just... Like you said, they're easier to talk to. Just kind of be yourself around. You don't need to be machismo. Even though, fuck, we play poker and football and drink beer. Like, you know, I mean, we're fucking
mad. I like talking shit and having a good time as much as anybody. But, like, here's the thing. Like, I think it goes back to how we started this whole thing, the original, three conversations ago, right? They're just easier. Like, if I want to have, like, a conversation, I'm having a shit time. Like, it's easier for me to go, hey, like, I'm having some fucking feelings.
Mm-hmm.
To one of my female friends, and then to go up to one of my guy friends who's just busting my balls and going, hey, man, I'm having some feelings. So he's just going to keep busting my balls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which it's built. Yeah.
But, yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, dude, it's funny you said that, dude, because I'm the exact same. This is why we're friends. It fucking makes sense now.
Because we're both bitches.
yeah. Fucking amen. I'll own it. I think what it works is I just figured that, like, because I never had any self-esteem, that I just assumed that I could never, like, get a girl. So it was just easy to talk to him, because I figured none of them want to sleep with me anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, what do you got to lose? Like, yeah.
What the fuck? We're just going to hang out anyways.
But the funniest part is, like, that's, like, they enjoy that.
The complete opposite.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Blissfully ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's because, like, yeah, the sexes were both sexes are stupid. Like, you know, guys are dumb, but women's are just as bad. It's like they want a manly man, but then when it comes down to it, like, but you also have to talk about your feelings and also compliment me, but treat me like a dick, because that's what most girls are drawn to.
Yeah. Well,
and then they get mad when those guys turn out to be dicks and cheat on them. It's like, okay. Yeah.
Well, I think women want somebody they can fix. A lot. Sure. A lot of women want someone they can fix. And then when they realize that we just are who we are and you're not going to fix us, I think that's what makes... Kim and I actually had like a small conversation about this, maybe today or yesterday. I think it was today. But about like the reason I actually grew is because she never tried to fucking fix me.
Yeah.
Like, she just loved me for like who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized that if I wanted to keep her around, like, I had to grow as a human.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that on my own, but she never, like, was like, oh, I need you to be different this way.
100%, dude.
And I was like, oh.
Not my first marriage to my second.
Yeah, same thing. My second marriage.
Yep. First marriage, dude, nothing but change. No fucking, by the end, no R-rated movies, for fuck's sake. Like, through the line, dude. I was like, we're good.
No.
I'm good. I'll stop this. I'll stop that. No, come the fuck on. I'm not. You're not my mother. Like, we're good.
No, I respect it. You don't want to do that? But no, like, you, that's cool if you don't want to do that. I'm not going to force you to watch those or whatever.
Mm.
But,
don't put that shit on me. Like, you knew who you married. You knew who you got with.
Dude. Like, three kids later, very little for fuck's sake.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't get that. Yeah, if anyone wants to take any relationship advice.
Oh, yeah.
Love people hey, for
send,
who the fuck
send
they
your questions. Send yeah. in your questions. Yeah. Send in your questions. Hit us up on Facebook at Nothing Else Matters.
We'll pray to our TH, and then we'll consult
we'll
that.
We'll take your questions to TH, and we'll bring you some very good advice. Or you could definitely leave some comments on our TikTok. Turns out we are very popular there. And we will bring these questions to TH, and we will pray on those. And we will bring you the answers you want. Because it's easy for us to get to it. That'd be fucking great.
Hell yeah.
Man, I don't want to end this, but I got to drive to Columbus in like
hours. Man, we're good. I like the, you know, I think an hour, hour and a half, things are good, dude. Nothing, you know.
I had a great time. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, me too, dude. It was a great one. I loved it. Hell yeah.
I'll send some clips to your wife.
Yeah.
What'd you say? We're getting what?
We're getting back to we're getting a flow finally and getting, you know, kind of being ourselves. Yeah.
I like it. That's what I like about it. And I hope I sounded okay. I got my whole
working. Hopefully this freezing shit didn't actually keep that way. We'll see.
No, I don't think it did. So I use this Riverside, and it's supposed to record everything in the background, so it should be fine. They said it might sometimes this might happen, but it's still recording fine in the background. We'll find out. You know, we'll find out. I hope not.
So. Hell yeah.
But yeah, you should definitely run that by your wife by getting on here.
Oh, I love it.
Dude, we should get the wives on here. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. Yeah, dude, maybe we should plan that. Yeah.
Kim get them totally both put me in my place. So bad. I would love it. Yeah, I'm going to try to
hell
do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dude. We'll plan it.
All right, buddy. I will talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good, man. You take care.
You too. Take care, buddy. All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. Take it easy. Bye.
Take it easy, everyone.
You've been listening to Nothing Else Matters with Matt and Matt. They may be two middle-aged men who don't have PhDs in anything, but you can bet that sweet ass they know how to have fun. And seeing how you made it to the end, you're now in the club. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we had doing it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit us up on TikTok at Nothing Else Matters Pod. Y'all be cool. See you next time.